The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Throughout history, the culture and contributions of African Americans have too often been neglected or overlooked. That's why Black History Month, which takes place in the United States each year in February, is an important observance. I'm Emily Yip. Joining me today are Ivania Garcia Pusateri, Executive Director of Multicultural Programs at Missouri State University, and two of her graduate assistants, Nia Morgan and Christina Gardner. They are here to share more about Black History Month and invite everyone to join in the celebration on campus. Garcia Pusateri.
Black History for us is going to be a month of celebration of the Black community and looking at the history that was never taught to us in school. We think about just certain leaders in the Black community, but not really learning about the true history and the various and important contributions that the Black community has given to the U.S. and in a more global context. I think for us, it's about education, it's about celebration, it's about, in a small form, activism.
Gardner.
One of the most important things for the community and for the student body and campus community as far as celebrating Black history on campus is that there's all these people and stories and events that took place and situations and concepts that aren't called to people's attention very often or at all. And I think that it's important for people to kind of broaden their scope of what they think about when they think about Black history. And I think that's one of the things we're trying to achieve.
Morgan.
It would be a great opportunity for people to come out and learn, especially those that are younger and still really kind of learning about the world and people and other cultures that are different from them, as well as helping people to learn about the African diaspora. That's something that we're really focusing on within several of our events for this month.
One major event for Black History Month is the Sankofa Banquet at 5 p.m. February 25th in Plaster Student Union Ballroom. Morgan explains.
This year's theme is going to be exploring the diaspora. So through our banquet, not only will we be educating people through the food that is provided and that will be coming from multiple Black cultures, but also displaying that through some of the presentations that will happen, performances, as well as the fashion show that will take place at the end.
Another highlight, according to Morgan, is the screening of Black Panther on February 19th at Regal College Station, Stadium 14.
We are really excited to show African Americans in a different light other than just being supporting roles or the funny sidekick or the comedy with all African American casts. We're getting to see a Black superhero, which is something that has not really been highlighted majorly on film and on the big screen in a really long time.
Gardner points out that this year's programming will explore Blackness through a broader, more globalized lens.
One of our events is going to deal with colorism and how that affects the Black experience to kind of highlight the idea that our experiences with Blackness aren't monolithic. And within our own communities, there's different things, different privileges, there's different ways in which we experience prejudice differently than people who are of our same race. It's just multifaceted. And we're trying to let people know that the experiences vary so tremendously.
While this celebration may not resolve racism and acts of violence against Blacks in this country, Gardner believes it will help to combat ignorance.
A lot of racism and prejudice stems from ignorance and stems from lack of knowledge about a certain group or lack of interaction with that group, which makes it easier to exhibit prejudice when you don't know anything about a group or what you do know is false or is negative. Part of what our programming is going to try and do is look at some of the reasons for those ignorances and look at both a celebration of the positivity, but also realization of all the negative things that have happened that kind of contribute to the experience of Black people.
Morgan hopes the event will foster open and honest conversations among Blacks and non-Blacks.
The only way that you truly can begin to affect change is by helping to change someone's worldview.
For a full schedule of events and activities, visit missouristate.edu/multicultural programs. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.